It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. Yeah, wish my voice was deeper, but I never went through puberty. Yeah. Hey, good morning. So glad that you are with us. I don't even know if half of us are with each other right now in the room. We're kind of just like, what?
Yeah.
Early mornings.
All scrambled. We're like scrambled eggs in here.
Mm-hmm. Fried up, baby. Now, this is something that we were talking about yesterday, and I love these discussions. I'm like, guys, let's save this for the air. Let's talk about this with other people. 833-JOE-ALEX. Let's take it back a little bit to your childhood. Maybe you used to play with rocks. It's only the toys you had. So what? As a kid, what was like your favorite activity or, I guess, thing that you did in the summertime? Because summertime is officially upon us, I think, tomorrow. And, man, there are so many cool things that we got to do. Live the Web Grill, for example. Mm-hmm. What are some of your favorite, like, activities and things you did back in a kid? And if you go on to join in and share something with us, 833-JOE-ALEX, we'd love to talk to you.
Okay, so when I was younger, all of the neighborhood kids, all the time during the summer, we would buy a ton of water balloons and just have like a massive water balloon fight on like our street.
Oh, those are the best
in the neighborhood, and it was so much fun.
Now, because you're so much younger than me, did you guys have like the thing where you could have like 100 balloons at once? Because like, I used to do that old school. You had to put the stupid balloon around like the hose or around the actual spigot,
right,
and then fill it up. Now you can just like hook up a thing to the hose and it does like 50 balloons at once.
So we did it both ways. Like if our parents were being fancy or whatever, if we could convince our parents to like spend the extra money on that thing, then we did. But sometimes we literally just filled them up like at once. I remember my sister was the best at tying the water balloons, and sometimes we would make them so big and draw faces on them like they were our babies. And we would hold them around, and then we would smash them on someone's head.
Oh, so you'd kill your babies. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's a terrible summer memory. Porkchop, what about you, man? You grew up in New Jersey, right?
Yeah, and I used to love going to Six Flags Great Adventure.
Okay.
That's like the big, you know, Six Flags theme park there. That was a lot of fun. I used to love running through the sprinkler for some reason.
Yes.
And you guys ever do those slip and slides where you're getting really wet and you slide?
No, those weren't around when I was a kid.
Slides?
Yeah.
How old are you, Grandpa? I'm older than you, and they had slip and slides.
I mean,
maybe it just wasn't a thing for like where you were at. Because
no, I knew they were, but just like later in life
when
I was
banned
too
in New
old
Jersey
to have one.
I loved slip and slides. We would get the slip and slide out. Also, you know what else is really fun? Putting a hose on a trampoline and jumping on the trampoline with the hose.
My family is what you call poor. We couldn't afford a trampoline.
My mom was too scared of them. She thought I was always going to jump off and break my neck.
Didn't you feel like you're like if you bounce one time wrong, you're gonna get like shot off the trampoline? Like
no. We did some crazy things. We used to push up my trampoline to our swing set and jump from the top of the swing set off onto the trampoline.
I love the water gun fights, too. Did you ever do those?
Oh, those were always cool.
Lenny
Bree, our technical producer in Houston on the new 92.1 Radio Now. What about you, man? You ever have any summertime activities as a kiddo?
Yeah, my summers were always weird because my parents are divorced. So summers I would spend with my dad in the middle of nowhere, and literally I would just stay up all night playing video games.
Dope,
just nonstop.
Man.
Honestly.
See, I didn't get to do active stuff.
Okay, there was a summer where I was obsessed with Dexter Laboratory's game. He had one on like CartoonNetwork.com, and I literally would spend all day doing that. I think when I was in like third grade.
Yeah.
All day.
That was the jam. Now, did you guys ever do this? I guess I was the only one that really was white trash and got to have fun. I remember obviously playing sports. Like, I love playing baseball. I'm from Michigan, so I used to love playing hockey. I'm a huge fan of hockey. So we played street hockey, and I remember just like there were some windows in our garage, and I'd do a slap shot and I'd break a glass window. My mom would be so pissed, but that was fun. But also, the thing that was really dangerous and kind of white trashy, like, I was like Evel Knievel as a kid. I don't know what it was there for, but we had some wooden boards, we had some cinder blocks in our garage, and we had hammers and nails, like some tools, and we just made some really unsafe jumps with, like, we put the bricks as, like, kind of the base, we'd put the board up, and then we'd nail, like, another board for support, and I just remember hammering stuff, spending, like, 2 hours on it, and it almost reminds me out of the scene of, like, Step Brothers, where they make the bunk beds, and it's like,
oh, yes.
All right, I'm gonna test out this jump, here we go! 1, 2, 3, wee! Oh, God!
And then it just
apart.
Collapses.
Yeah, I think I actually, like, fell and had a nail land on me or something, so that was a fun time.
Also, you know those popsicles that are just in, like, the plastic almost, like, tube thing?
Oh, yeah, like they're liquid and you had to freeze them, right?
Yes, we would eat. That would be our lunch, breakfast, and dinner, and every snack.
I like that Liv the Web Girl, out of all people, says that's her summertime activity. Usually mine would be eating for my summertime activity, but she gets to have the credit today. Hey, you could tweet us at Joe and Alex Show, kind of take it back old school and let us know what you got.